good week. Just a couple of announcements this morning as we settle down for services. Just a few people to remember this morning. Brother Otis, as many of you know, had a little accident earlier this week. He is doing very well. He's recovering, walking around. So, Brother Otis, if you're watching, we're going to hold you up in prayer this morning. And so just remember Brother Otis. And then also, too, I got a call or a text last night from Rowena. Remember Brother Johnny Black? He was admitted to the hospital last night, had some complications. He's doing better. But just remember Johnny and Rowena this morning. He's at Norton Community Hospital. So just remember him. And then also, too, remember Chris Cole. He was sick this morning, and Hannah, and they're at the hospital as well. So let's just remember we got a lot to be in prayer about here at Thomas Village Baptist Church, and let's just remember those that are at the hospital this morning. So I want to welcome you all here. Glad you're here. I hope you're here to worship the Lord this morning, and we appreciate Brother Jacob Horton filling in this morning for us. So just be in prayer for him as he prepares to bring the message the Lord's put on his heart. And just also, too, as far as announcements, after service, we're going to have, I think it's soup and sandwiches, and you can donate to the boxes that they pack up for the children there. And forgive me, I'm running 100 miles an hour here, but Samaritan's Purse, thank you, brother. So we just stay and enjoy some soup and some salad, or I guess soup and sandwiches for sure. Have you noticed that we had a frost here this morning? So I guess I'm just happy it's cooling down. That means it's the end of my season now, so I can kind of rest. So I'm thankful for that. But if you would, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Let's bow our heads, and then we'll get started with our service this morning. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for who you are and the refuge that you are, Lord, and the strength that you are and that you're our rock. And we just ask this morning, Lord, as we have many requests upon our heart this morning, Lord, that you would just help us to bring them before you, Lord, that you would give us an opportunity to serve and bring glory to your name in each situation. We do ask you to be with Brother Otis and Brother Johnny this morning as Brother Johnny's in the hospital, Lord, that you would just touch him and be with Rowena this morning. And we ask, Lord, that you quieten our hearts, and we just listen to the message, Lord, that you brought forth. And God, let us never forget that you're just always in control, Lord. No matter what goes on in our lives, Lord, we must realize that you have us on a journey, and we're to be obedient, and we're to be humbled, and we're supposed to give you the honor and glory for all things, Lord, and we do that this morning. But most of all, Lord, we just thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and we just thank you for his sacrifice, Lord. And it's through him that we can stand here this morning to proclaim that we're children of God, Lord. So I ask that you quieten our hearts. If there's someone here this morning that don't know you as their personal Savior, Lord, that this would be the day that they would come to know that, Lord. And again, we're just here to worship and adore you. And in Jesus' name and for his sake, we do pray. Amen.
Well, good morning, church. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord, and it's always good to sing praises unto the Lord too. It kind of gets your day going. So let's stand and sing a couple songs, and the first one we're going to sing is number 182. What a friend we have in Jesus.
We are faithful, faithful.
sing. Let's turn to page number 451. 451. Tell it to Jesus.
Thank you. Morning, church. It's my my honor to introduce our speaker this morning. He's not a stranger to most of you. I think some of you probably even related to him, but very, very dear to my own family. Nathan calls him his brother from another mother, but he's my brother from another father, our Father in heaven. But Jacob, please come and share with us what the Lord has given you this morning.
I've always thought of Kay and Vanessa's second family, second parents, and Nathan's always been a brother to me. I love them dearly. My thought this morning, the Lord has laid on my heart, was there's a lot of changes taking place here at Thomas Village. And sometimes we can get upset about those things or feel all kinds of different types of feelings. But here's the good news. Christ Jesus has never changed. He'll never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we can put our faith entirely in Christ Jesus, knowing that He will be a constant in our life. He's always there to provide for us, to give us the hope we need, the help we need. And that's what we need to look at, that God, He's not changed. He's the same as He always has been. And my text this morning comes out of Exodus, but I got to thinking about how that the Israelite people there were captive, and they were without hope. And then God sent His man down to free them from this place, amen, this imprisonment, this bondage, amen. And when He came, the Lord sent all these plagues upon Egypt, to let Pharaoh know to let his people go. But anyways, I'm going to read this verse. This is in chapter 12, verse 23. I'll read this one verse. It says, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when He sees the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in into the house and to smite you." My thought again was, here these people are, they're in bondage. They have no hope. And yet, here's this plague coming through that's going to smite the firstborn of each one of these people. And the Lord, He comes in and says this. He says, "Go tell my people to do this very thing. To take this lamb and to take it and to sacrifice it on the 10th day." Well, on the 14th day, but have it there on the 10th day. The firstborn, male, lamb, the first fruits, to take that and to watch over it, to make sure it's blameless or spotless, amen, and to have that lamb to sacrifice it, to make ready, to put the blood on the doorpost, and to eat of this lamb and be ready to go. Be ready to go. That's what the Lord wants from us. This story ties so well with Christ Jesus and what He is for us in our life. That He is that Lamb of God that's come to us to cleanse us from our sins, to make a way for us when we had no hope. Yet, here again, God is doing the exact same thing to His people, making a way for them. And that's what God will do for us. He'll make a way for us. He will provide hope for us when it seems like that everything around us is hopeless. But God can make a way through His ways, not our ways. This morning they were teaching in Sunday school about how that God give us direct instructions. Right, Gary? Give us direct instructions to do it this way. Do it just like this. That's what God told the Israelite people here. He said, do this very thing. Don't stray from it. Do exactly what I say, and you'll be all right. We'll get out of this place. We'll get out of this place of bondage. We'll get out of this place of imprisonment. We'll find freedom, amen. That's what God wants to offer each and every one of us today. Now, He's not changed. He's still offering freedom to each and every one of those that believe on His name and follow after His Word. Amen. Again, we need His Word to lead and guide us. Again, we spoke on that in Sunday school, that we need God's Word to speak to us, to direct our path, and to show us where to go and what we should be doing for the Lord Jesus Christ. But in order to do that, again, we have to follow the rules of God. And that's what His Word here is for. To give us that instruction. But here again, these people are, they take, they put the blood over the doorpost, and death passes by. God smite the firstborn of every person there, and beast, it even says in the Word of God. But yet, He made a way for us. And here's some scripture to back some of these things up. But over in Romans, in chapter 5, it says this. And this is where we are. This is what we get from the Lord. Therefore, this is in chapter 5, verse 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. So by Adam's, his fault, we were all made sinners. We can all agree on that, that none of us are righteous. None of us are holy, amen. None of us have what it takes, amen, to get to heaven without Christ Jesus. He is our righteousness. He is our hope. He is that precious lamb that shed His blood, amen, on Calvary, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Not that we deserve life, but that Christ Jesus made a way that we can have life. The Israelite people here, the Egyptians, if you want to have it, the reason that they were in the shape they were in is they were disobedient to God. That's what happens in our life. When we get disobedient to God, we see the wrath of God, His judgment. But I'm so glad that we have Christ Jesus to be that mediator for us, to be that lawyer, if you'll have it, to fight our case and make a way for us, that when God sees us, He sees Christ Jesus in our life. He sees the blood. The blood is what makes us righteous. The blood is what makes us holy. Amen. We're not holy without Christ Jesus. It's not in someone else's name other than one name. And that's Jesus Christ. Amen. The only name that we can be saved by. The only name that can sanctify our life. The only one that can take care of us and get us to a place to be with Him. Amen. That's the whole thought. That's the whole point of this. That we can be with Jesus. Amen. That one day when we leave this world and drop this old sinful flesh down back to the dirt where it came from, that we can go and be with Christ Jesus in a place of no sin, no more. A place of hope. We have that hope. We have that hope, right? We have that hope today in Christ Jesus, not in ourselves. But it says this again. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, that's Christ Jesus, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abound, thank God, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. It's in Christ Jesus. That's the only way that we can escape this world and the bondage of it. Amen. If we want to have freedom in our life, we must come to God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Because we can't do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. We can't do it without the help of Christ Jesus in our life. We need that guidance. or we'd just be like them. We'd be in slavery. But God always makes a way if we're willing to serve Him. Again, we can get so tied up in ourselves, and we can get so tied up in our emotions, and we can get so tied up in our feelings and what we think, and not going by what the Word tells us and what we should be doing. The Word gives us direct instructions on what to do. We sung about it. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus and find out that He can't handle the problems. Take it to Jesus and realize that He can't provide what we need in our lives to make it on, to move on in our lives and do something great for Him. It's about uplifting the name of Christ Jesus. It's not about uplifting my name or your name, but it's lifting Him up and praising His holy name and giving Him what He's doing, what He deserves. Christ Jesus is so wonderful to us. Again, we'll read some more scriptures in Hebrews. It says this in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. If I can flip over to it. It says, how much more, and it's talking before that, it says, for the blood of bulls and of goats and of ashes of heifers sprinkled the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more should the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This is what God can do for us. It's what He provides for us. That He is that sacrifice that makes a way for us through His blood, through the shedding of His blood. At one time, before Christ came, the high priest had to make offerings. And he made offerings for the people for the sins of one year. And then here come again another year, another sacrifice. This wasn't working out too well. But Christ Jesus came, as we've read, and made one sacrifice, one ultimate sacrifice to make a way for us to be redeemed through Him and His, what He did. Not what I did, but what He did. Again, God saw us for who we are. He knows who we are. He knows Jacob Horton. He knows that I'm not worthy. He knows I'm not worthy. But in Him I am. In Jesus Christ I am. In His blood I'm sanctified. He told us to be holy because He's holy. That's the only way we can be holy, is because He is within us. And His holiness is what shines out. It's His light that shines out in our life. He told us to be the salt of the earth and to be the light of the world. But in order to do that, we have to have light within us. And that light has to come from Jesus Christ. Again, blood of bulls and goats and ashes of heifers, they weren't good enough. They didn't do it. They had to do it again, again, again. But we had one perfect sacrifice, one perfect high priest, that took Himself and give His life. And as, again, as it was said in Sunday school, that God spared His Son. He gave His Son. He gave His sacrifice for our sins. God is a just God. God is a God that will have to, He has to judge us righteously. That's just the facts. And the same thing for the people there in Egypt. They had to be judged righteously. But because of Jesus Christ, He's made us able to go through that, able to get through these things, able to go through being sentenced to death to find life. In this flesh, we die daily. We all can say that. We all can testify of that. Anybody that's lived in this world long enough that knows the aches and pains and the problems we go through in life, that we deal with these types of things, and we hurt, and we have feelings get hurt, we have problems in our life, injuries, maybe even sickness. We don't know about that stuff. But I know this, that in this body we're going to suffer these type of things. But one of these days we'll lay this old body down, and because of Christ Jesus, we'll take on a glorified body, and we can be with Christ Jesus forevermore. To be in that new Jerusalem that He's prepared for us, that we can be part of that great, wonderful thing that He's working for us, preparing for us, this great city of transparent gold. What an image in my mind when I read that, to think about how that Christ Jesus has prepared a city just for His people that believe and trust in Him. Not in ourselves, but in Him, amen. This is also in Romans, or in Hebrews 2. Hebrews chapter 10, says, by which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Once for all. Jesus died once for all. For every single one of us. No matter who we are or where we come from, what we've done in this body, He died that we all could be sanctified in Him. Amen. Not because of my name or what I've done in my life, other than accept Him as my Savior. That's the few things that we've been faithful over. Just a few things that we've been faithful over. And that's to believe and accept Christ Jesus into our lives and to live for Him. Hey, again, that go back to that scripture there in Hebrews chapter 9. The blood of Christ, is it not sanctified us enough that we want to serve a living God? If we live for God, amen, then we'll keep His commandments and we'll do as He asks us to do. We'll live for Him. If we love Him, He said, we'll keep His commandments. What are His commandments? To love one another. To love one another. That's what Jesus wants for us. To love one another. When times get tough, love one another. Show the love of God. Show the love that Christ had for His people. That God had for His people and the Israelite people. Even though yet, when they come out of that situation, because of their unrighteousness, it led them in a path that they were in trouble for a while. And we can get in that same way if we're not careful. We can wander around thinking, God, what do I need to be doing? When we know exactly what God wants us to do. And that's love one another and spread His word and tell about Jesus Christ and what He's done for them, what He can do for them, what He's done for us. I don't know about you, but I have a testimony in my life of Christ Jesus and what He's done for me. That He has saved me from my sins. That He has saved me from the judgment of God, amen. That I can stand before and say that because of Christ Jesus, amen, I'm worthy. Because I'm Christ Jesus, His righteousness reigns out in my life. Not my righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ Jesus, amen. Again, it's in Him alone. It's in only in Jesus. We all make mistakes. We all come short of the glory of God. We've all failed, amen. But Christ Jesus, He is the perfect sacrifice and He has made a perfect way for us if we're willing to follow in it. Because guess what? Christ Jesus, He is the way. He is the truth. And He's the life. And if we're going to get to life, amen, we have to follow Jesus. That's the only way. I don't know any other way. Because any other way, it says the same as a thief and a robber. But I know that Jesus Christ made one way. And that's following Him. And if we want to be led out of these things that we're bound down to, this world that we're bound down to, that things have come into our lives and are holding us back and keeping us from serving God the way that we ought to, then we have to have surrender to Jesus. And give it all to Christ Jesus. Give it all to Him and find out that He won't bless us and help us along the way to do greater things in our life. Again, I think so often about that scripture. He said, you'll do greater things than I did. We will do greater things. That we, as God's people, amen, can do great things in this world to reach others and tell them about the love of Christ Jesus, amen. We have all this time that God has blessed us with and given us. We should take advantage of it and use it as a beacon, if you'll have it, just like the light. That the light on a hill can't be hid. The city, amen, it shines out. That's what God wants for us in our life. To be that light. Not to hide our light under a bushel, but to put it on the candlestick. And it gives light to the whole house, amen. Let everyone that we come in contact with see that Christ Jesus is in us. And His blood shines out in our life, amen. But just like the Israelite people, God said, unless you eat my flesh and you drink of my blood, if you take Jesus in, if you don't do these things, you can't be part of this kingdom. We have to let Jesus into our life. We have to be led by His word and be instructed on how to live our life and what we should be doing. This is in 1 Peter. It says this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Going back to being sanctified. God sanctified us. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart. That's where He's at, people. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The hope that's in us. We have a reason to speak about Christ Jesus. Has Jesus not saved you from your sins? Has Christ Jesus not made the ultimate sacrifice for each and every one of us that we have the choice to believe on Him and live or not and die? This is what Christ Jesus has done for us. And just like the people, the Israelite people, they had to make a decision right then. Am I going to do as God's told me to do? Or as the man of God's told me to do? Or do I not? And we have to make that same decision in our life. God told them people, put the blood over the door and eat of this lamb and be ready to go. Have your shoes on. Have your staff ready. Be ready to go at any moment. Because when the morning comes, we're out of here. Joy cometh in the morning, people. This life we go through a lot of darkness. We deal with a lot of things, amen. But God's that light that shines in our life and directs our path and shows us where we should go and what we should do. If we're not careful, we'll end up on that broad path that leads to destruction. But thank God that Jesus Christ made a path, a straight and narrow path, that we could go and have eternal life through Him. It's in Jesus this morning. That's the only hope we have. It's all in Him. We can put our faith and trust in a lot of things in this world, and we'll find out they'll let us down. But in Jesus alone, you can put your entire faith and hope and know that He will provide for us. And He's faithful and just to forgive us of our shortcomings. And He is faithful and just to help us out when we're in need. How many times have we all been in need? I'm sure every hand in this room could come up and say that we've all been in need at one point in our life. That we've all seen troubles or trials, that we've dealt with hard situations. But who brought us through? Christ Jesus brought us through those situations too. And He'll provide for us yet again. Because again, God's not changed. He never will change. His ways are far beyond our ways. But He understands. He understands you. He cares for you. He told us to take no thought of what we should eat or even wear. He said at one point, because He said, do I not provide for the fowls of the air? Do they not have food? Do they reap and gather into barns? But no, that I provide and take care of them. And He told us at one point, He said, cast your cares upon Him. Cast your cares upon Jesus. To be ready. To be sober and vigilant. Because He said that the devil is a roaring lion, walking about seeking who he may destroy, may devour. And we got to be ready to trust in Jesus in all things. Again, it's not in me, it's not in you, but it's in what God told us to do and how we should do it. Follow the instructions of God's Word. Trust in Him. Know that He alone is our hope, and in Him we'll make it to a better, better land. What was the whole goal of the Israelites coming out of Egypt? So they could go to the promised land. So they could make it to a place they could call home. Right? Is it not our goal as God's people this morning that God's promised us a land to go to, promised us a place to go to that we can be free from sin, be free from the snares, or the confusion, I should say, of the devil and the ways of the world? People, if we're not careful and we don't follow after the ways of God, we can get misled. But we've got this Word to direct our path. We've got this Word to teach us. Get in the Word. Study the Word. Show thyself approved. Have this in our hearts. Have it written in there so that we know what we've got is true. Amen. Put your faith in Jesus this morning, because He's all the hope we've got. I don't know about you, but I know this. My hope is in Jesus Christ this morning. He saved me. He saved me. He saved me from what? From His judgment. Because one day He's going to have to judge us all. And He's a righteous judge. That's what He is. But He saved me and made me worthy through His Son, Jesus Christ. Again, it's not by the blood of some animal. but it's by the blood, the darling Lamb of Jesus Christ. He's the only one worthy, people. Again, I know that we go through times of change and we go through times of sorrow in our life and we deal with a lot of different things in our life. It's troubling. But do this. Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Look to Him. Again, we want to say God was different then and He's different now. No, He's not. God's never changed. He cared about His people then. Guess what? He still cares about His people today. And He'll lead us. He'll lead us out of these things that we go through in this life if we're only willing to follow His Word. Amen. This morning, I don't know your hearts. That's just what the Lord gave me. And I don't know what you're dealing with. But I know this, that in life we go through hardships, heartaches, troubled times again. But we've got to turn to Jesus. It was also said in Sunday school again, I heard this, that come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may receive grace and help in the time of need. If you need to pray this morning, let's pray. There's no shame to it. The only shame is you're showing you're ashamed to come to God and trust and call upon His name. People, I don't know your hearts again, but I'm giving this invitation. If you need to pray, let's pray together. If you need to pray for someone besides yourself, let's pray. Let's get the help we need from God, being not ashamed of what God can do for us, because God's not ashamed to call us His children if we have that blood applied in our life. Amen. Again, if you need to pray, if you need to do something this morning, please do that. I'd be more than happy to do that. I would love to bow down with you and pray. We've got a lot to pray for. We've got a lot of people that are lost and undone. There's a lot of people that don't have the blood applied to their life. There's a lot of people that are going through hard times and they need help. And guess what? Jesus told us to love one another, right? And if we love our brother, we love our sister, we're going to pray for them. We're going to visit them. We're going to show them the love of God in our life and let that light shine out. I love you this morning. I hope and pray this was a help. If anybody needs to do anything at all this morning, please, I pray, please, come now. Let's pray together. Let's get the help we need. Anybody else?